this latest story here about from the Lupano Institute about America Magazine. America Magazine is the official publication of the Society of Jesus in North America. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so what's going on with America Magazine and a blaspheming communist is what the headline is.
Yes, well, so, you know, anybody who pays attention within the Catholic Church understands that America Magazine has been a den of heterodoxy for a very long time. They ran an ad in I think it was 2012 or something, that had maybe it was 2007, had an image of our Lady. I'll just say that it was a blasphemous image of Our Lady that was covered in a quote-unquote veil of latex. You can imagine what that veil of latex was.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. They also have published articles in celebration of the same-sex marriage decision in 2015. So, you know, America Magazine, it's anything but Catholic. It's a Jesuit-run den of heterodoxy. That's really all you need to know. However, it likes to say that it's non-biased and that it's, intellectual public. It's far from intellectual. Intellectual publication, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, their Toronto correspondent is this guy named Dean Dedaloff. And Dean Dedaloff, if you go to his Twitter account, go to his Facebook page, he is a self-professed communist. For instance, in October of this past year, he posted an image from the Communist Party of Canada celebrating 100 years of communist revolution. Now, you didn't celebrate, you know, the 100th anniversary of Fatima. No, no, no. That would be too Catholic. And he claims to be Catholic, a Catholic convert. So here we go with the conversos, right? But he claims to be a convert, but he was celebrating the Communist Revolution, not Our Lady of Fatima. If you go through his tweets on Twitter, he says things like, socialism is a good choice. He says, we need a communist Voltaire. No kidding. He says, I, too, long for a communist future, as if Canada wasn't already communist.
As if Canada is not far enough along.
I know, right? He said in one of his tweets, he said that he was at a rally, a communist rally, and an evangelizing Trotskyite was politely bothered to discover that he liked the Communist Party of Canada, and he also claims to be a Christian. So, you know, the fact of the matter is this guy is a flat-out communist. I mean, a real red flag with the hammer and sickle waving communist. There is no soft way of putting this. This is not, you know, just a euphemism. He really is a communist. But he's not just a communist. He's also promoting same-sex marriage. He's also promoting transgenderism. He's promoting the homosexual clergy. You know that homosexuals should be accepted as priests. He called same-sex marriage a healthy thing. He said all blessings of healthy same-sex marriage. But he also applauded Hillary Clinton on the issue of abortion.
So, in other words, Michael, what you're saying is he is a unannounced but obviously very well connected muse for Father James Martin.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think I've heard all of these arguments before. Maybe the Jesuits need to change their order, and maybe you need to, instead of slandering the name of our Lord as the Society of Jesus, maybe they should become the Society of Phoebe, or the Society of Dionysius, or the Society of Aphrodite, perhaps. Or I have it, the Society of Gomorrah, maybe, since they're so happy and so often on the side of promoting the the acts that got the city of Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. It really just boggles the mind.